Hello, I'm Dan Whedon, and this is an Unleashed the Podcast Extra Points Extra. This is a narration of my weekly newsletter from Extra Points. You can subscribe at danwhedon.com or on my blog. Today's episode is titled Running Against the Wind. My run this past Saturday had the evident feel of fall. It was chilly, and there was a pretty good breeze that made it feel even colder. I had my hoodie on for the first time on a run since I don't remember when, and my beanie hat made its first appearance of the season. I was ready to tackle the weather and get my run in. The first half was pretty uneventful, other than the feeling that I could have worn a long-sleeved shirt under the hoodie. Things were fine and my pace was normal. Then I made the turn to head for home. I quickly noticed that the breeze that was quietly aiding me on the first part of the journey morphed into a strong wind right in my face. As I leaned into it, I couldn't help hearing Bob Seger singing Against the Wind in my head. I thought I was ready for the wind, but I really felt like I was struggling more than usual. At the point that I could either continue with my normal route or turn up and take a more vertical hill, I decided that running uphill was better than striding into the wind on level ground. We've all been running into the wind a lot in 2020, haven't we? The metaphor wasn't lost on me. We all have times in business and life where it seems that we are running downhill with the wind behind us. Then things can change on a dime and we find ourselves grimacing and grinding it out into strong winds meant to slow us down. We then have choices to make on our way to the next day, week, or month. We can continue to struggle into the tempest, or we can divert to a different course that isn't necessarily easier, for example, that steep hill, but maybe better in the long run, pun definitely intended. While there are definitely times that struggle is mandatory, I believe we have many opportunities to change course swiftly and try a different route in an effort for a more profitable result. These opportunities aren't always evident. They may not seem easier at first glance, and they may require a quick decision. Strong and savvy leaders don't take long to make decisions. While due diligence is sometimes required, you don't need a committee meeting for every important resolution. Sometimes you have to use your experience, knowledge, guile, and courage to make organizational and life decisions. While they don't always work out perfectly, I believe more often than not, you are better off. We all have to run into the wind at times. I don't think it's conducive for a good pace in running or good forward momentum for business. Your objective should be to keep your eyes and mind open for opportunities to divert course through innovation, talent, and skill. That diversion may require a steep climb at first. Change is never easy, but will ultimately result in a faster and stronger finish to your destination. Be unleashed. This has been an Extra Points Extra. I'm Dan Whedon. Please subscribe to my podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Amazon Music.